Do you double down when you're wrong?
This is Mornings with Ryan and Beth on Kinship Radio.
Beth, have you ever had one of those words where when you're growing up, you had only read it? So it's a word where you like, you're pronouncing it because you've only read it, and you're pronouncing it the way you pronounce it in your head, but it turns out that it's wrong.
Ooh, I'd have to think about it.
For me, it was salsa. Not the word salsa, but mild salsa. I always said milled.
Oh.
Because you spell milk that way. Milled, so milled salsa. Like, what are you talking about? It's mild. But this happened with Corbin recently, my 13-year-old. He was talking about carnivorous plants. His older brother loves to correct Corbin. He's like, hey, dude, it's carnivorous. He's like, carnivorous? No, it's carnivorous. He would not let it go. And I think it's carnivorous. It has to be. So he's doubling down on a wrong position. How many times do you come to the point where you're like, I've been proven wrong. I don't want to be proven wrong. So I double down and continue to be wrong. I think we can look at our positions and we are not compromising anything ever when it comes to the Bible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, there's some variation, and sometimes I've been proven wrong. And I take some time and come back and be like, okay, we can talk about this, we can look through this, and if I'm wrong, I need to admit that I'm wrong. So hopefully Corbin will one day learn this. Here's Do Everything from Stephen Curtis Chapman, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.